Aloha, everybody, and welcome to today's Kupuna. I am Percy Ihara, your host, here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 830 KHVH. And I did want to tell the audience out there, I hope everybody's rooting for the Rainbows today or the Warriors today. Because as I was coming here on the highway, Justin, cops were behind me in the far left lane, and they were all pointing, go to the middle, go to the middle. And there were three motorcycle cops all ushering down to the stadium, our Warrior football players. So good luck to them today. They're playing La Tech. And it's always a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Unfortunately, we're here in the studio, but providing you really good information. Again, my name is Percy Ihara. We are a live call-in show, so if you have any questions, comments, if there's a topic you want to see or hear on today's Kupuna, give us a call. You can call us at 521-8383, or from the Outer Islands. I know somebody called from Maui last week, and I know a Big Island called Rowan earlier. The toll-free number is 1-888-565-8383, and welcome to Rowan's listeners as well if they stayed on this next hour. I also wanted to thank all the people that came to our Aging in Place workshop last Saturday. It was at the Almana Hotel. Rowan and I was one of the speakers in the panel on Aging in Place, and we had over 300 people show up. And so I want to thank everybody for getting the word out there and coming down and really listening about aging in place, because it is going to be a major social problem, or I should say challenge, that if we all want to stay in a home, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? Are we going to care for ourselves? Is our spouse going to care for us? How are we going to pay for that? So it's very important to me, and that's the reason why I do this show, is provide information to the public out there. So if you have a paper and pencil, keep it close by, because you may want to take down some notes or at least a few phone numbers, as every week we'll provide reliable information, and we'll do a calendar later on what's going on in the city of Honolulu today. And today we're going to talk about our guest, Susan. I was going to make it. Jaworowski. Okay, Susan. Susan's from is an attorney and is with KCC, Kaplan and Community College. And Susan, give us a little background on what you do over there. Well, actually, you're an attorney, but what your background, history, and
great. Thanks, Percy. I'm happy to be here, and aloha to your audience.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Professor Susan Jaworowski. I am head of the Legal Education Department at Kapi'olani Community College. I'm an attorney, and I've had a number of positions in town. I worked for the Intermediate Court of Appeals, and then I worked for many years at the legislature, and I've also worked at private law firms. Right now, what I do is I run the paralegal program at KCC. Many people don't know what paralegals are. They're actually trained legal professionals that help out attorneys in various ways. They can draft documents for them. They can interview clients. They keep track of all the calendaring so that the attorney is never late, something that all attorneys appreciate. And basically, it's a great hands-on program there. And one of the reasons I'm here today is because in addition to our regular classes for paralegals, we're offering short classes for members of the public, and a lot of them are geared towards Kupuna.
Yeah, and it interests me so much because, first of all, we did not know about this, and I believe it just started recently.
Yes, we have been offering our courses for paralegals for many years. We started in 1974, but these smaller classes that are aimed to the general public only started really last semester with one course, and now we're offering four courses this semester.
And let me ask you this: were they targeted just for seniors or all consumers?
Well, the general. I think all of our courses are interesting to all people, but three of our courses this time are particularly geared for seniors. Mm. We're doing courses on Medicaid, on wills, and a really interesting one on insurance policies: how to read your auto and home insurance policy to make sure you've got the best deal that works for you. And that's really, I think, applicable to people of all ages.
So I know last semester was the first time you started this, and we're trying to get the word out as well, because what I was interesting is that I believe you had four courses?
Yes, we have four courses that are offered to the public this semester.
And I like the topics. That was one of the major reasons why. And is there any other – now, we're going to mention the website. If you have a paper and pencil – we'll mention it as well at the end of the show, but it's at kcc.hawaii.edu. And then when you go up to that main website for Kapi'olani Community College, Then you look on the left side, and you'll have academics. And then you look under continuing education, then you scroll down to all the other courses, but down to legal department, right?
Right, that's how to find it. Unfortunately, the URL is to go directly to our legal education courses. It's kind of long and involved, and I think actually you've given people the best way to get there. Go to the KCC general page.
It's a little easier. Just click, 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 click. So for, and I know you can probably put, are you going to put it in the paper about when these classes are coming up as well? And I know you're going to pass it out through all the Elderly Affairs Division and Executive Office on Aging.
That's right. We have gotten flyers out to the Executive Office on Aging and the County's Elderly Affairs Division. We've sent some to churches. We have put them in the paper in the business calendars.
Right.
Hopefully they'll all appear there. And then I'm coming here to let your audience know about them.
And so if you're out there and want to find out more about these classes, Susan, are you allowed to give out your direct line number?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to do that. It's give it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 734-9102.
One more time slowly so I can write it down.
Okay. 734-9102.
So please give her a call. And Susan, we will put your phone number a little bit later on as well because people may have tuned in later on. So if you're, let me ask this. I was looking at all the courses and I found them pretty interesting. I'm looking at them as a senior, but also as a consumer. There's a lot of good things there.
Well, thanks. I think that while some of these, even the courses that are targeted to seniors, I think are of interest to anybody who has a senior in their life. To, you know, my mom's a kupuna, but I'd want to go to some of these to help find out more so I could help her.
Right. So let's talk about one of them now. Let's go find this here.
Okay. The first one that's going to be offered on October 20th, Monday night, from 6 to 8 p.m. at KCC, is called Mastering Medicaid. And the course is about what Medicaid's all about, what's the difference between Medicaid and Medicare, how do you apply for it, what are the restrictions. It's a complicated federal program, and what I like about this is you're going to have someone there who will walk you through it and answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is Attorney Scott Makuakane, who has been doing this for about 20 years.
Yeah, and I know Scott personally as well, so tell Scott I said hello. But he's going to talk about a lot of specific cases and just how to qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, what it's all about, I think a lot of people have heard of the word. They're not sure what Medicaid is, what's the difference from Medicare.
Right.
And Scott will clarify that for you. Basically, when Medicaid is a federal program and you have to qualify for it, and he will let you know what those requirements are.
Mm-hmm. And the other courses you have now, on the website here.
Well, what we have done is we've put them all on Monday nights, four in a row, from 6 to 8 p.m. at KCC. The one that's the week later is October 27th, and that's our interesting one called I have the title right down here. It's Everything You Need to Know About Your Car and Homeowner's Insurance Policies. Because we all have them. You know, you need to get a homeowner's policy if you have a home, or renter's insurance if you rent. And those who have cars have car insurance. But do you have the policy that's right for you? Do you know the difference, for instance, between replacement value and assessed value? Are you, you know, you may have a cheap policy, but is it the policy that is going to do you the most good should you suffer a loss?
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, you might have a really expensive policy and feel, well, I've really protected myself, but you may actually have more than you need to. So the neat thing about this, and this is taught by attorney Greg Markham, who's also a longtime attorney in Honolulu, is he's going to pass out sample policies. And he also said, if you have your own policy, you want to bring it in and show it to the class, if you don't mind doing that, he will help you understand the terms and make sure you understand your terms. So it's not just a lecture course. It's also a bit of a hands-on course.
Let me ask you this. Why did you guys decide to do something like this? I mean, on a specific car, you seen a lot of problems where people don't understand their car insurance policy?
No, it was more when I talked to people about what courses they'd like to see. A lot of people expressed an interest in understanding this. You know, basically, a lot of the time you get your insurance policy from an insurance agent, and that's fine. And I'm sure that they do talk about the whole range of their products there. But maybe your circumstances change, and it would be nice to know the whole spectrum of options are out there from an attorney who is not you know, not got a dog in the fight. We'll just tell you very plainly what the options are, and you know, give you a chance to show your policy and determine if help you determine if it's the right one for you. He's not going to tell you if it's the right one for you. That's always going to be your call.
He could probably say which is the difference between this one and this one, then. Huh?
Exactly.
Okay, Susan, we're going to take a break, quick break right now. This is Percy Ehar with today's Kupuna. Give us a call if you have a question about any kind of educational programs you'd like to see or at what KCC has to offer. Give us a call at 521-8383. We'll be right back after this short message.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ehara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with today's Kupuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ehara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is there a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with Percy Ehara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now, back to Percy Ehara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Percy Ehara with Today's Kupuna. We're here with Susan from Jarowski, from the KCC paralegal program, and we're talking about what's available at KCC at Kapi'olani Community College and what's available for consumers and specifically for seniors. And the first one you mentioned, Libby, which I think is great, I know Scott Mokuakani is an excellent teacher and he's a good guy, and I've known him for a while. He does Medicaid planning and ins and outs, and his attorney has been doing it for a long time, but he does do this every day, so he understands exactly the details of Medicaid, which is very, very complicated. Now, Susie, you mentioned there's two other classes, and this next one is on, what is the next one on now?
The next one is going to be offered on Monday, November 3rd, 6 to 8 p.m. at night, like they all are, and it's called A Consumer's Guide to Wills, Probate, and Inheritance and Gift Taxes.
Wow, that's
huge. It's huge because it's an important topic. I mean, I don't know if you realize this, but over half of all Americans don't have a will. And just because you don't have a will doesn't mean, you know, the state doesn't have a plan for your assets when you pass on. And the reason I thought this was a valuable course to consumers is because most people have an idea of where they want their assets to go, and it may not be the same plan that the state has for them. Why not come up with have your input in a will so that your loved ones will get your assets as you desire that?
Right.
So this course is going to cover wills and probate. Probate is the process that happens after someone passes on, in which their estate is gathered together.
If they don't have a trust.
That's right, if they don't have a trust. And I'll talk about a trust in a little bit, because that's another course that we're offering.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But when you go into probate, that's when the creditors are paid off and the remaining assets are distributed to the heirs. So
whether you have a will or not, it has to go through probate. It's just that it goes through probate because you don't know how to have a trust.
Correct.
So when you go through probate, whether you have a will or not, it still needs to go through that state court system process.
Exactly. If you die without a will or if you have a will, it goes through probate.
Mm.
But again, with the will, it's distributed exactly
right.
the way you want.
Right.
And that's actually a gift that you give your family, because mm-hmm. the last thing that a grieving family needs is people saying, well, but mom promised me the dishes. You know, tempers are on edge. People are sad. You don't want family bad feelings to arise. I know my own mom has a will, and she's provided that for her four kids, we each get, for the items that there's any kind of dispute about, we go in order by age. The oldest picks one. That's me. Then my sister Ellen. Then my sister Joanne. Then my brother Stan. And then back to me. So she's come up with a way of dividing her property.
Hmm.
So we'll each get something that is sentimental of value to us, and there won't be any quarreling about it. Because I think that's the last thing people want to leave behind.
But the probate process could take some time in Hawaii.
Yes, it does. The probate process does take some time. And that also is something to take into consideration when you're deciding the difference between a will and a trust.
Yeah. And by the way, for the audience out there, there is a minimal fee, and it's $25 for that for most of the classes. Or all
classes? For all of the classes we are offering to the public, it's $25 for each two-hour class. And frankly, when you consider what attorneys normally charge, and all of our courses are taught by attorneys, I think that's a bargain.
$12.50 an hour, you can't beat that. But it could save them hundreds of dollars, I mean, thousands of dollars possibly, yeah?
Right, and, you know, this will give you enough information so that when you do decide, hopefully you do decide that a will is something that you want to do, you'll be able to go in with a much clearer idea of what you want and how it can be accomplished. Because this course is also going to cover inheritance and gift taxes.
I was just going to say that, taxes and gift taxes, and are they going to cover medical directives?
That's going to be in the next course, the fourth of our courses. Yeah, because I think we all realize that paying taxes is something we cannot avoid, but I don't think anybody wants to pay more taxes than they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And what Libby Tomar these last two courses are taught by attorney Libby Tomar, is going to cover, how we can minimize these. So I think everyone's in favor of minimizing taxes.
The gift taxes is a pretty big problem. I mean, why would you want to pay, 10, 15, 20% in tax?
I can't think of a reason.
So that one's on November 3rd.
Right. And then the last one, our fourth in our series, and you don't have to take all of them. You can take them as you choose. But I've noticed that because people have already signed up for these courses,
mm-hmm.
there's the same number of people in our last two classes. So I think people are treating these as two parts in a series.
And there is room, by the way, for you out there listening that they want to get some real basic knowledge from very experienced professionals out there before you go spend money on an attorney. I'd probably recommend them to take these first, yeah?
I would, because I always like to go in something from a place of knowledge. So
right.
when I go to do something, I like to have some background information.
Right. And then if you decide to do a will or a trust, then you go pick your own attorney.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, Libby Tomar is offering the third course and the fourth course, which is entitled Protect Yourself and Your Family Through Trusts and Powers of Attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And you've alluded to what a trust is, Percy. It's a different type of a document than a will.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go through probate, but it has the same function of a will in that it allows your assets to go to the person you want to get it. The difference with the trust is that it goes immediately to that person without the time, the cost, and the expense of going through probate.
Yeah, it was probate will take probably, I don't know what the time frame is, 6 months. I was talking to a client of mine the other day. They've been in probate for 3 years. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, as an attorney, if you don't agree on things, we can't agree. And until we agree, it's going to be some problems. And it will cost them more money down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why a trust is a good idea. For instance, I'll just tell you personally, I have a trust because I have minor children
mm-hmm.
and I have a house. And this way, if I were to pass on before my children become adults, or actually even after, if I don't, if I keep the trust in place, which I very well might,
uh-huh.
it would go directly to them. So, for instance, they could move in and start finalizing my affairs without having to go through an executor. You know, it would just pass mm-hmm. directly to them, and they could start making whatever decisions they wanted right away.
Mm-hmm.
So a trust is a really important tool, I think, and a lot of attorneys who can do a will for you, a trust for you, or a will and a trust, because not everything can be put into a trust. And it, for instance, I have a will and a trust, and they're a good blend of the two tools to make sure that I feel that my kids are well protected. This course is also going to talk about a couple of other things that are important. One is if you are become seriously ill or injured and you can't communicate yourself for yourself, during this time, you can get someone to make your legal decisions for you through a power of attorney. Mm-hmm. You can also have your doctor understand what you want in terms of your medical needs by getting an advance health care directive. So these are two documents, one for your legal affairs, one for your medical affairs, that allow you to speak for yourself at a time when you're not able to.
And there's various different types of power of attorneys. Are they going to cover the different types of power of attorney, or are they going to cover the blanket one, the durable power of attorney?
I think Libby will cover whatever her audience wants. I think she's intending on covering all of them. But again, while these have a lot of lecture parts to them, because, of course, you want to hear what the attorneys have to say, mm-hmm. they're certainly going to take questions from the audience, and if there's anything you don't understand, they'll clarify it for you.
Are they going to, at some point down the road, going to do something regarding elder law or specifically for seniors and in light down the road?
You know, I'm working on that because one of the things that I do is I put together these courses. And so, you know what? I would love to hear from your audience if there are specific topics they would like to see covered in this type of consumer law class. I really, really would. They can either call at the station right now if they've got great ideas, or they can contact me at KCC.
And that number again, real slowly again, was?
My number at KCC is 734-9102.
I think you should have one on just on specifically real estate law. Like, I've seen situations where people buy a property and they didn't realize that the property line was going through half of the kitchen.
Oh, dear. That's not a good thing.
Happened to a family friend of mine, believe it or not.
Oh, dear.
And I don't think they found out until later on after they signed the contract and everything. I've seen driveways that were not theirs. Mm. So what do you do in those kind of situations? Encroachments, easements?
Easements, yeah. And that's an issue for us in Hawaii, especially with older properties where the surveying wasn't done very well, but the neighbors who had the property originally
right.
were fine with the arrangement.
Right. Oh,
but
yeah.
then the property gets sold to different people, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, my using your driveway, you know, isn't so cool anymore. And so you need to get an attorney to get these things straightened out. That's a really excellent idea, Percy.
Well, first-hand experiences. I saw one near a stream. I believe it was somewhere in the Nuuanu area, and they didn't have a fence along the stream.
Oh, boy.
You've had this house for how long? Oh, 60 years. I didn't really worry about it back then.
Mm.
Well, now if you want to refinance to a mortgage, they're going to require that fence.
Oh, absolutely.
So these little kind of things, that might be a great topic for you folks to cover.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I know we are offering some of these courses again in the spring. We're offering...
Are these identical courses?
Well, we're offering the Medicaid course, the will course, and the trust course. And instead of the insurance course, we're going to have a consumer law course. And this is going to cover a lot of really interesting topics to everybody. It'll cover questions like, if you have a gift certificate and it's expired, can you still use it?
Oh.
Under some circumstances, you definitely can.
Right.
It's going to cover the state's lemon law. I mean, how often does your new car have to break down before you have rights to get a new car? It's going to cover puffing. And that's the situation where you buy something and it looks nothing like what's in the box. Or you order a hamburger at a restaurant and they've got a big, beautiful blow-up of a double-decker hamburger and a lot of fries, and you get a puny little single burger with a couple of fries. You know, how far, at what point do you get to say, no, I want what the picture says?
Is that a new term? I've never heard of that term, puffing.
No, actually, it's an established legal term. You know, like when you puff out your cheeks to make them look bigger than they are. That, I think, is the reference.
Well, I will tell you, back in the 80s, we used to have a lady that used to come into the restaurant I worked at, and she'd always say, I want my steak to look just like the picture above you. And I'm not kidding. And you're not kidding, Justin. And we used to call her the picture lady.
Well, she was a very wise consumer.
I'm not kidding. And we would cringe every time she came. And she came into our restaurant like once a month. And we would cringe when she came in the door. Like, oh, my God. Okay, who's cooking tonight? We got to make sure. We always match up the picture. I'm not kidding. It's a true story. I have a couple friends that I used to work with that can document that story, because we used to call her the picture lady.
Well, I think she's a wise consumer because she was getting what she deserved. And that's what I like about these courses. Okay. Is because they let you know about rights that you have.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah. We're going to take a little quick break. Susan Jarosky from the KCC legal education program is here today. So if you have any thoughts about what courses might be good, we're getting any first-hand and call-ins from people that can give Susan an idea of topics for next year. But we'll be right back after this message. This is Percy E. Howard with today's Kupuna.
From the Clear Channel News Center, I'm Linda Dela Cruz. President Bush says the federal government has a plan and the necessary tools to fix the economy. In his weekly radio address to the nation, Bush talked about some of the steps that are being taken to steady the turmoil on their financial front.
So the Federal Reserve has injected hundreds of billions of dollars into the system. The Fed has joined with central banks around the world to coordinate a cut in interest rates, a step that should help free up credit.
Meanwhile, here at home, a 19-year-old man was arrested for allegedly stabbing a 27-year-old woman to death with a kitchen knife in McCully. Clear Channel's Gina Garcia has more.
Honolulu police were called to a Kapi'olani Boulevard apartment at about 4 this morning. Police say the suspect apparently entered the apartment and stabbed her. Her husband and a toddler were also injured in the incident. Her husband is in serious condition at the hospital and the toddler suffered minor injuries. The suspect was arrested.
A millionaire killed in a moped crash had a blood alcohol level that was almost three times the legal limit. That's according to the Honolulu Medical Examiner's Office. Dwayne McKinney died after he crashed his moped into a bus stop sign earlier this week. He was wrongfully convicted of a robbery and murder in Orange County, California in 1980 and spent nearly two decades in prison. He was freed when someone else confessed to the crime in 2000. McKinney won a $1.7 million settlement from the Orange County Police Department and moved to Hawaii and used the money to start an ATM company. Some 1,800 athletes are entered into today's Ironman World Championship on the Big Island. In island weather, it's mostly cloudy with isolated showers, a low around 72 degrees. Winds are easterly at 10 to 13 miles per hour, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow it's going to be partly cloudy with isolated showers and a daytime high of 83. I'm Linda Dela Cruz in the Clear Channel News Center.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with your host, Percy Ihara, where he provides valuable information and resources to help seniors realize a higher quality of life. Every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Percy and his guests discuss the issues important to the senior community. Whether you want to discuss the topic of the day or just have a question, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383. Now, here's Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back, everybody, and this is today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. I did want to mention, if you don't know by now, we are on actually on television every Wednesday evening, and you'll see Susan on there very shortly. It's on every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. So, yes, you have to have cable, but we're there every Wednesday night, and what you'll see is live in person. It's only a half an hour show, but we kind of cover the same kind of issues, questions, and it's really just to provide really reliable information to the seniors out there and their family. And one of the biggest topics is caregiving. So please tune in Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Also, if you don't know by now, Monday mornings, on KGMB, they do the Genius of Aging, and they talk about aging issues every Monday morning. And then my buddy Kirk Matthews over at KHON2 News, every Thursday morning, and then they replay it at Thursday at 5 o'clock news, the Elderhood Project. And Kirk interviews different people around the islands about senior issues, and that's just really a resource because they interview a lot of people that can help seniors out there and their families. And thank you again, Kirk, for your sponsorship of last Saturday's Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. Lastly, there's Generations Magazine, which is a magazine for the good life after 50 years old. And you can find and pick those up at some of the doctor's offices, a lot of the Executive Office on Aging, Elderly Affairs Division at the City and County of Honolulu, and also at Longs and Zippies. So if you're ever down there, pick it up. You see on the bottom shelf there. And it's a great magazine that just gives you a variety of information and topics and articles about aging issues, things to do, places to go, interesting articles on legal and financial and healthcare and caregiving, all types of things. So if you're at Zippy's or Long's, pick it up over there. So now, Susan, besides all these courses you have, you were talking about, we want to go back to those dates again. November 11th, you have the Protect Yourself and Your Family Through Trust and Power Attorney.
Right, and that's actually November. I think that's a typo. It's November 10th. They're all Monday classes.
Right,
and Monday 11th is...
Number 11th. November 11th.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's supposed to be... They're all Mondays. So
right.
Taking it from the top, the first one is going to be October 20th, and that is Mastering Medicaid. Then October 27th is Everything You Wanted to Know About Your Homeowners and Car Insurance Policies.
Yeah.
November 3rd is going to be A Consumer's Guide to Wills, Probate, Inheritance, and Gift Taxes. And finally, on November 10th, is going to be Protect Yourself and Your Family Through Trusts and Powers of Attorney.
So those are all good. It's easy. It's easy. Monday nights. And it costs only $25 per class, which is very economical when you figure you can save a lot of money by just listening to these attorneys speak. Yeah,
I think that they're a good value for the public, and that's why we're happy to offer them as a kind of an outreach of our paralegal program.
Right, and that's what we want to talk about next, your paralegal program.
Right. I think this is of interest to your audience because of the main, a lot of our paralegal students are people who are coming back, or they're either working adults or they're retraining for a second career. So we have people ranging from right out of high school through into their 50s, and some even in their 60s who want to come back and just learn about the law. The paralegal program does lead to an AS degree at KCC, but you don't have to be in the program to take our courses. As long as you're registered in any UH system college, you can take courses in our program.
Oh, you don't have to be trying to get a degree in it. You can just learn about it.
Exactly. And we do have some people who just want to know about specific aspects. For instance, one of our popular courses is Law 111, litigation. If you've seen the trials on TV, you know what that's about. People want to know more about it either because they may be involved in litigation or they just find it fascinating, and so they can come and just take that one course. Another of our very popular courses is Law 101, the Hawaii legal system, and that's one that I teach. And I love to teach that course because I really think it's important for people to know how many rights they have that the government owes them, and the government is actually would like to help them with, but they're not aware of it, so they can't take advantage of it. So we cover the three branches of government, the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary, and I take people to, for instance, the judiciary's website, and I show them how you can download information on small claims court, how you can apply. There are the forms online. You can pay your traffic tickets online. You can even take a look and see if you are have cases against you in traffic court.
Now, Rebecca, you said you could pay your tickets online?
Absolutely. The judiciary now allows you to pay your traffic tickets on their website.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. I got a ticket last month.
Well, you could mail it in, or you could take care of it on the web. And I take people to the legislature's website, and I show them how to track a bill. And I know that's of interest to some of your
people out there. They have a lot of time. I know a lot of them are looking at while ConCon is up for vote, but I mean, I think a lot of seniors are interested in that process.
Oh, absolutely. And the legislature has made it so easy now. The legislature's website is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out when the hearings are. You can submit your testimony online. You can even take a look and see what testimony has been submitted. That's a new feature just started this past legislative session. So you'll know who is for or against a particular bill.
Oh, really? It'll say who's voting for who?
It will give you the actual testimony that people submit at the hearing.
I don't want to ask you a hard question, but do you know what that website address is?
Yes, I do. It is capital, CAPITOL, dot Hawaii, dot GOV.
Oh.
That's the legislature's main website. And if you click on the link for bills and status, it will take you to the place where you can put in the bill number, or you can search by a bill, a keyword in the bill, and
mm-hmm.
find the bills that you want to track.
Ah,
but we cover that in the 101 class. I show them the website in a lot of detail. There's so much information there. I also take them to the executive branch sites and, you know, show them where the links are so you can report potholes. You know, there's a lot of services the government will do for you, and you just have to know how to access it. So I think that's a very popular course for a lot of reasons. And sometimes people take our other courses, our substantive law courses like torts or criminal law or probate or employment law, because they're thinking about going to law school. You know, the UH Law School now is offering part-time night classes.
Oh, really?
Yes. It used to be that you had to stop what you were doing and go for 3 years straight. But because of the demonstrable need in the community for people to keep working and but yet still get a legal education, the law school just started offering night classes. So some of you seniors who always wanted to go to law school, you can take some of our KCC courses to see if it's really something for you, and then you can apply to the UH Law School and take the courses at night.
Are they non-credit or are they credited courses?
They're credit courses.
But yeah. They don't have to be like getting a degree or anything. They can just take it.
For our courses, correct. As long as they're a registered student, and it could be from HCC, LCC, Windward Community College, any of the community colleges, or UH Manoa, you can take courses at the other courses, at the other colleges.
I also want, because you're talking about internet so much, I know a lot of seniors and my clients are scared of the computers. And in fact, I know it's when Jane Brigsay was here from Social Security, she was talking to a gentleman that came in. The Social Security now does training. How to go on the internet and then apply for Social Security online, and she was talking about a guy that was so afraid of the computer, but after about half an hour, he was just really happy he could do it. And so for a lot of people don't know this, the Honolulu Community College actually has what's called Honolulu SeniorNet, and they will actually, there are computers there that you can actually use, and I'll give you their phone number. It's 845-9296. Once again, that's 845-9296, and that's at the Honolulu Community College right here in Dillingham, and they have what's called Honolulu SeniorNet. There are computers they can use, but there's also instruction on how to use it because it's very, very simple. A lot of people are afraid of computers and laptops, but it's very easy, and once they get to using it or help the kids or grandkids actually help them out, but it's very easy to use, and it's amazing. Like my parents, my dad's on it all the time, and he watches, he actually does a lot of research online, and it's very interesting. And for seniors out there, I want to encourage you to do volunteer work, but also if there's any kind of an interest you have in legal process or the bills at the Capitol, I think the internet's a fantastic way to stimulate the mind, but also keep engrossed and inactive in what's going on today.
Absolutely, yeah. And the government is making more and more of a commitment to putting its resources online. Yeah. You know, you can get onto federal, state, and even county sites and get so much information that you can apply for things. You can
your taxes
and your motor vehicle registration online.
Oh, wow.
A lot of things you can do right from the comfort of your home. No need to worry about a stamp. Is it going to make it to the mail in time?
It's
right there for you. So, yeah, there's a lot of great information there, and that's what we cover in Law 101.
Okay. So these courses, again, are every Monday night, starting in 2 weeks. And check out the website, and you got to go to kcc.hawaii.edu. On the left side, you're going to see academics. And then you look at the academics, you see continue education. And scroll down and see a whole list of courses there. So anyone can take them. And your courses are minimal $25 per class. So,
that's right.
Okay. And anything else before we go on to the next topic, next break?
Just that some people want to know what the difference is between paralegal courses that we offer and law courses that you might get at a law school. And that's a great question. The big difference is that paralegal courses have a real practical hands-on component because paralegals are legal professionals and they do a lot of things in the law office. As I said, they do client interviews, they deal with the scheduling, they keep track of the papers, the calendaring, they draft the legal writing for the attorneys if they're required. So it's practical hands-on courses. There's no Socratic method. No one will, if anybody remembers the old movie Paper Chase with Professor Kingsfield thundering at the front of the classroom. I don't think they even do that in law schools today, but we definitely don't do that in our paralegal program. It's a very friendly and hands-on program, whether you're taking our night courses for the general, these Monday night courses for the general public, or you're going to our regular paralegal classes.
Okay. We're going to take one last quick break here. This is Percy E. Haw with Susan Jarowski from KCC Community College. We are today's Kupuna every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on KHVH AM 830. We'll be right back after this short message.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome back to Today's Kupuna. I did want to mention as well, if you didn't hear earlier, that we are on TV as well. We're on every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Channel 52, and it pretty much is formatted the same way. It's an interview process, and we talk to our guests about what the services and programs that they offer within the state of Hawaii for seniors and their families. So we're here with Susan Jarowski from the Kapalani Community College. So we were talking about all the legal and educational kind of programs, but you also wanted to help, talk about the Kupuna Education Center. I know it's not your area, but person couldn't make it, but we wanted to cover some of the things that they're doing. And Dr. Cullen Hayashida over there at KCC has done a wonderful job about having a lot of classes in training and family caregiving. Yeah.
Yes, there are a wonderful array of choices, also under the continuing ed link on the KCC page. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give them a little shout out too.
And Tony Hathaway over there does a great job as well. She actually was one of our speakers last Saturday at the AGM Place workshop.
Oh yes, she and Colin are so knowledgeable about this area.
Well, it is a big problem. Actually, usually when we talk about caregiving, we get the most calls actually on whenever we talk about caregiving.
Let me tell you what KCC has to offer. Starting in the spring, because our courses go by the academic semester, so this current semester is all full.
For
September through December. But starting again in January and going through April, there are two series, one for family caregivers and one for people who are home care workers. And I'm going to cover the family caregivers first. There's two series of workshops for family caregivers, and they're taught by experienced health and elder care educators, and pre-registration is required. So when these courses go online, which will be starting in November, I believe, that's when people can sign up. But let me tell you, let me give you a taste of what you'll find when you go to the website. The first series is for family caregiver skills. It has to do with personal care and transfer techniques. This is definitely a skills-based series in 3 2-hour workshops. You really need to come to all of them to get, you know, your money's worth.
And this is probably geared to people that are actually themselves taking care of their parent or grandparent that are actually doing the caregiving themselves, yeah?
Exactly. These are for, as I said, family caregivers. It could be your auntie, your uncle, your grandma, right. You're going to learn how to assist with bathing, incontinent care, dressing, oral care, a range of motion exercises and sizes, and proper transfer techniques from the bed, the chair, and a wheelchair. And these are going to show you how to do things safely while preserving the dignity of the kupuna and preventing the injury to both the elder and to the person who's helping them.
And that's very important for a lot of you out there that are struggling with this issue, is that if the caregiver gets sick or gets hurt or goes down or passes on, actually we're finding more state cases where the mom's passing away before dad, because mom's normally, dad usually slows down first, and mom takes care of dad. I've seen specific case, actually a friend of mine, I was mentioning that, and said, yeah, my mom passed away before my dad. But she was taking care of dad, and also doing all the cooking, and taking care of all the bills, and taking care of the grandkids, and she just struggled with it, and she eventually passed on before her dad. So it's something that I think if you're going to be faced with this issue and challenge,
it's very important to sign up for these classes because they do fill up actually kind of fast.
Yes, they fill up very fast. I know they're all totally filled for this semester.
This semester, yeah.
And I said, you know, it's important for the caregiver, not only because they need to know these skills for the elders, but for themselves. I mean, if you throw out your back trying to take your mom or dad out of the bed to the wheelchair, you know, then you can't help them, plus you have your own medical problem. So this is a really great hands-on course. It's taught by an LPN and a social worker. The other course in the series is the Basics of Family Caregiving, and this provides an overview of caregiving in 6 2-hour workshops. And you would learn what is involved in caring for a family elder, skills necessary for caregiving, and decision-making about providing care to an elder at home. It'll cover topics like assisting with activities of daily living, managing medication, nutrition and diet, community services, legal and financial considerations, memory exercises to keep the aging mind sharp, tips on caregiving for an elder with Alzheimer's or dementia, and how to care for you, the caregiver.